In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a wonderful text this is. What a wonderful, magnificent testimony to the grace of God we find within these words. Here, God has mercy on the Ninevites, a people who are not his people, and he spares those who are not of Abraham's seed. Indeed, he even sends a prophet to call them to repentance. What a great God
we
have.
Whoa, wait a minute. I think you should stop sugarcoating this text from Jonah.
Say what?
Well, why don't you read it to everybody in its context? Oh, say the next few verses.
Chris, would you read verse 10 and then the next two verses?
When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, I pray thee, Lord, is this not what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and repentest of evil.
Is it apparent what you see?
You mean in these extra verses, too?
Yeah. The text in its context now tells us that we are all little legalists in the end. It's also an incredible testimony to how alien to us human beings God's grace really is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's easy to extol God's mercy and grace for us and say how wonderful it is. But we all secretly believe that God's grace is for those who really deserve it, that God favors those who are really good.
You mean like us believers?
Exactly, like us who believe. That's exactly my point. God's grace is God's grace. It's undeserved favor towards us sinners, and it's undeserved by everybody, including us who believe.
It couldn't be stated better, brothers and sisters in Christ. God's grace is God's grace. It is undeserved favor to all sinners, and it is undeserved favor also to us who believe. Let us hear this glorious gospel truth now as we sing together Paul Spyrotis' great hymn, Salvation Unto Us Has Come.